It was one and done for the Iowa Hawkeyes women's basketball team at the Big Ten tourney last week in Indianapolis. The third-seeded Hawks dropped an 87-66 final to number 6 seed Ohio State on Friday. Now, the 23-7 Hawkeyes will have to wait for the selection show to see if they'll host the first couple of rounds in the NCAAs. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check us out online for all the info you need to connect and give at WWIB.com. Big Ten Player of the Year, senior guard Kathleen Doyle of Iowa is with me on the show today. Kathleen, welcome to Sports and Commentary. Tough one for you and the team there in Indy. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it was obviously super unfortunate and disappointing that we didn't make it further in the tournament like we wanted to, but I think everything happens for a reason, and we're going to hope that we make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. There's not much we can do about it now, but just going to keep working hard this week and get better to get ready for that big dance.
Yeah, you were smashed and thrashed and bashed on Friday in that game with the Buckeyes. How you doing today physically?
I'm okay. I've recovered. I'm good. This is kind of how the Big Ten goes, I guess.
Yeah, and you're so incredibly driven and competitive. It's not surprising you got back in the game. Is this intensity that you play with, is that something that you were born with, or was that something you built?
I think just a little, like, a competitive fire was definitely always there for me. I come from a really big competitive family, so I've been used to it since day one, and those are kind of the situations that I thrive in. But, yeah, I just play as hard as I possibly can and want to help my team in any way. So sometimes that means I take a beating.
Yeah. You were one of six kids in the Doyle family there in LaGrange, Illinois, suburban Chicago. Probably beat up at home, I bet, in those pickup games with your siblings, huh?
Yeah, I'm the youngest of six kids, like you said, and I come from a really big traditional Irish Catholic family. Our family's all really close, and I got to you're kind of right, I got to get beat up my whole childhood playing sports against all my older siblings, but I wouldn't have changed a thing, and it's pretty awesome having built-in best friends, five of them, for that matter. So it was really special, and I'm really, really close with my family, so they're very important to me.
Yeah, in fact, your mom and dad go to your games there at Iowa. You're looking for them before you tip off. Just the comfort level of knowing that they're there, such a close family. I bet you had some dandy pickup games here at home, huh?
So, yeah, that's for sure. It was definitely competitive, and Brown and Wrights were on the line, so we had to really go hard.
Yeah, you had the bucket set up down in the basement, I guess, at your home there in LaGrange. All right, you are going to go dancing as a team, but where you land in this first game is, pardon the pun, still up in the air. There was talk that you guys would host, you know, a couple of games if you won the Big Ten, or at least played a few games there in Indianapolis. Now you're one and done, like I said, up top of the show here. Where do you think this thing is going to be here as you start out the NCAAs? How do you think it's going to shake out for your team?
Yeah, it's hard to tell if we're going to be able to host or not, which is obviously super disappointing, especially as a senior. It would have been really special to be able to play in Carver again, but that's up to the selection committee and a couple teams that were also on the verge of hosting lost games too. So we're just going to have to kind of see what they decide, but either way, we're going to make the most of it.
Yeah, your Hawkeyes are so tough at Carver Hawkeye Arena there. I think it's, 35 straight victories for your team at home. Why are you so dominant there?
Well, I mean, there's definitely a sense of comfort for us, obviously, just because we're so used to it. But our fans are just ridiculous. They're always there, full force. And, I mean, we'll play in front of 8,000 people on a Friday or on a Thursday night, and other Big Ten arenas will play in front of 1,000 maybe on a Sunday afternoon. So we're just so blessed that we have such strong fans, and they really come out and support us, and they definitely get it going in there. Carver's always rocking.
Yeah, it sure is. Not just for basketball, you know, wrestling, when they're playing their men's buckets too, just amazing, amazing fan base there with the Iowa Hawkeyes. All right, got about a week in between the Big Ten tournament loss and the NCAA selection day. What happens in between here?
Yep, so we'll just practice this week for 4 or 5 days, and then we'll get to go home for the weekend, which is nice to just rejuvenate and regroup before NCAA tournament selection show this weekend. So just hit it hard this week and try to get ourselves better and ready to go, and then see where the selection show takes us.
Yeah. How quickly, Kathleen, do you think you can shake off the stunning loss in the Big Ten tournament to Ohio State?
Yeah, it's definitely hard to shake it off. It's just super disappointing, and we know after cutting down the nets last year what that feels like, and we definitely didn't like how we were feeling on Friday night. So I'm glad the Big Ten tournament is over, and now everybody's on the same page as us getting ready for the tournament, and that's all you can do is just turn the page and move on and make the best of what's to come. So that's what we're going to do.
All right, senior guard Kathleen Doyle of the Iowa Hawkeyes, 5'9", senior out of LaGrange, Illinois, on today's sports and commentary. She was Big Ten Player of the Year. Yeah, I think we'll visit about that. We're out of time, Kathleen, so I'd like to get you back here on the next show. Talk about winning that Big Ten Player of the Year, a unanimous choice, and we also want to visit about your faith, the impact that Christ has made in your life, and how you've changed spiritually since you came to the University of Iowa. Kathleen Doyle, the guard for the Iowa Hawkeyes on Sports and Commentary. Thanks for being here today.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You bet.